Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
In front of me now is Colin O'Donoghue, who is the Drogheda born star of the show that I'm loving at the moment, which is called Once Upon a Time. It's on Netflix. If you haven't watched it, it's a gorgeous program. And Colin plays Captain Hook in it, and you're excellent in it, which is great.
Thank you very much.
So I'm delighted to meet you and to welcome you to the program. We missed you in Drogheda. We were having a very important night in a program in Drogheda for the Spelling Bee, but we had to, of course, research. The
of course,
before.
Yeah, naturally.
And we went to a good spot.
Clark's.
Clark's.
Yeah.
And this is a place you would frequent yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, when I'm at home, I'll definitely go for a few pints at Clark's. Clark's and McPhail's, they'd be my two.
They're your two spots.
Two spots, yeah.
You're a Guinness man.
I like a pint of Guinness.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Well, you won't go wrong there. And in fact, it was a native of Drogheda. It was Yasmin Akram. I'm sure you know. She recommended us to go there. She's of course Sherlock's girlfriend in the last series.
I do. I know Yazzie well. We were in youth theatre together from when we were about 16. I think Yazzie might have been 15. And the first play I ever did, the reason that I sort of joined the youth theatre was Yazzie and her sister Masuma had written a play, like a short one act play for the youth theatre and. Somebody, two of my friends were doing it, and they sort of said, "Will you come and meet us for a coffee or whatever?" So I went to meet, and they said, "You know, do you want to?" Somebody hadn't shown up, so they said, "Will you read in these lines?" I was like, "No way, I'm not going to do that."
Oh, you're embarrassed?
Yeah, I was embarrassed. I hadn't acted or anything before, and then they kind of offered me the part, and that was.
And so it began.
So now I'm sitting here.
You're sitting here.
Yeah.
She's sitting over there in London.
She's sitting over there in London.
And everyone's things going very, very swimmingly.
Yeah. She's great, Yazzie.
Yeah. So what about yourself? You've acted in a few different things that we'd know in Ireland, but albeit briefly. Were you in Fair City at some point?
I did a little bit of Fair City, yeah. I was in the Clinic for a few seasons of the Clinic. And I did the thing called Home for Christmas as well.
But weren't you in the Anthony Hopkins film?
I was.
Called The Right?
The Right, yeah.
Yeah, remind us what that was, because I saw that, actually.
Yeah, it was an exorcism movie, so yeah. I basically was the main priest in it. He was a young American priest who kind of gets, you know, sort of sent to Rome to study exorcism, and he's tutored under Anthony Hopkins' character. And then all kinds of...
Freakology.
Yeah. Happens. And it was great. It was great because it was my first movie, so
big ask to be you know fronting a movie essentially alongside Anthony Hopkins of all people.
Yeah, it was kind of. I tried not to think about it too much.
When you met him the first time, then were you a little intimidated?
The first time I met him was I had to do a reading with him in Santa Monica. I had to go to a hotel in Santa Monica, and he walked in, and what had happened was I was there before everybody. And so I was like, you know, I cheekily went to the loo and I was like, oh God. And then I said, I'll give myself 10 seconds to freak out. And I walked out and he was standing there and I was like, oh. And he was great. He just smiled and he came up to me and he gave me a hug straight away. And he said, hello, Colin. It's very nice to meet you. Let's just have fun.
God.
I was like, okay, thanks very much.
So you did the reading.
And that was it. We just did the reading.
And was there rapport between you? Is that what kind of signals
away,
you had
like,
from
yeah,
somebody
straight
else?
Straight away there was a kind of a connection. And, you know, we had a chat. And he loves Irish people in Ireland and stuff like that. He says that the Welsh are the Irish that couldn't swim, is what he says. And so we just sort of clicked straight away.
Yeah.
And I think if he hadn't liked me...
Different story.
It would have been all like, you know what I mean? It would never have been... A thing,
a runner. You had a go at the Tudors as well, and was it the Tudors that led to Once Upon a Time? Then was
the Tudors kind of led to everything,
really?
Well, it kind of led to everything in it led to The Right and sort of things because I was in one episode, and I was in it for maybe 8 minutes of the episode, and a casting director who's now become one of my best friends, Sherry Hernandez is her name, and she saw me in it and she got in touch with me saying, you know, have you got representation in America, which I didn't, and she said, if you ever come over, you know, I'll try and help you out. So I was getting married 2 months later, and I sort of turned to Helen, my now wife, and I said, I think that this might be the opportunity that I'm, you know what I mean? If I don't do it now, yeah, then I'm never going to do it.
It's a sliding door job.
And I said, I don't know if I should do it because we're getting married. And obviously that's it's a big expense and all that kind of stuff. And Helen, who's absolutely amazing, said, you should go, just go, book the flights, go do it. And because if it works out, it works out. If it doesn't, at least you've given it a shot.
Yeah.
And so I went over, and then I some people were interested, and I ended up signing with my agent, or my old agent, and then I got the right through her, and sort of once upon a time then
came knocking
through
on the door.
Yeah, so I did a pilot in between for ABC, so
as well,
another movie in London. Yeah.
So talk to me about the once upon a time thing for people who don't know why I'm so excited about it. I suppose it's kind of like Shrek with real people in some ways.
It kind of is. It's interesting because it's about fairy tale characters who sort of exist in the real world, and the first season is about they're trying to figure out who they don't know that the fairy tale characters, yeah, and so it's like a parallel. So you see flashbacks in the fairy tale world, and then you see what they're like in the real world.
Yeah, in a contemporary, so they're all wearing contemporary the clothes setting, they're wearing, yeah, and all that sort of thing. Yeah.
Now, it sounds like it's a kid's show, but it's not actually
not
a kid's
at all,
show.
No.
It's written by two guys who wrote Lost. They were two of the main writers in Lost.
I didn't know that. And that's why the giant is your man from Lost.
That's why,
okay, yeah.
And
gotcha.
Then,
sorry, forgive me, I don't know the names, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do. I'm in the show. I know what you're talking about. So it's on ABC in America, and it's doing very, very well. So we're going into our fifth season now in 2 weeks.
So I was watching this program called Showrunners, a documentary on the people who do the gigs and who kind of run the whole program, hence the name. And they were saying that it's really hard to, for all our Netflix and box sets and everything, it's really hard to get more than one season, or let alone
get
one season.
To get any more than one season. I didn't know this as well, because I'd never, you know, you always just watch American TV and you go, I can't believe that's not on anymore. But it's an incredibly difficult thing to get past once, even to get a season made, to be honest, is an incredibly difficult thing. To get past one season is amazing. We're going into our fifth season now, and it's like, that's a phenomenal achievement.
Yeah, because it's the gift that keeps on giving. Every now, like I was watching the other night, Frankenstein arrived in, so you can anywhere with it. You know,
they basically go everywhere.
And with the Alice in Wonderland.
Well, you're on the second season. Wait, you see what happens in.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah, it's great.
And I'm loving seeing the Irish involvement, because Sarah Bulger is Sleeping Beauty Aurora.
She's Aurora. Jamie Dornan was the Huntsman in the first season.
Yeah, but pre 50 Shades, obviously. Yeah.
And in season 4, which you're not there yet, but Victoria Smurfit plays Cruella de Vil as well. So this is great Irish involvement.
So you then swashbuckle your way onto it last week for me, because I know you're on season, I'm on season two, but there you arrive and I think this is great. Yeah. You have a huge part in it. You're very charming and dashing and bold and mischievous in it.
Yeah, I decided to make him very different.
Yeah,
did
you have much of a say in how to go with Hook?
I did actually. Well, when I met with the guys, they'd written this Captain Hook that they wanted to be very different than the original Captain Hook, and I sort of went in with a very, very clear thing in mind as to how I wanted to play him. And you know, because Pirates of the Caribbean was so big and stuff at the time, and I think when I was coming in, the first season the show was getting something like, I think, 25 to 30 million people a week were watching it, so it was a huge thing. And I decided, right, this is the way I'm going to play him. And I was trying to figure out what it was that sort of made people, I wanted him to be a bad boy who people actually really just wanted to hang out with. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you have that sorted.
And so it was kind of, how do you do that? And I think it's, well, I'm still in the show, so I guess I guess they're happy.
So you could have gone down the kind of the Pirates of the Caribbean, the cheeky roguish type.
Yeah, I mean, he was kind of
Dustin
written
Hoffman.
When I first, he was written slight, not written like that, but you could have tried to do a Johnny Depp impersonation.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because I think at the time that's what people were doing with pirates and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I was very clear that I wanted to go the opposite direction, you know, and sort of make him very kind of suave and sophisticated.
Yes, he's not grimy and sleazy.
Yeah, as opposed to aloof and funny and stuff, which is fantastic, but that's just the way that I wanted to do it.
And how are you coping with your hook on the whole thing?
Well, I'm used to it now.
You're an amputee, essentially.
Basically, yeah. I've managed to figure out ways to use the hook now instead. So I literally use it as a cup holder. It's great. It's the perfect size for
Tell me about Snow White and Charming, are they a thing in real life, aren't they, as well?
Yeah, they're married in real life, yeah.
That's funny.
So they met through the show, and Then I have a beautiful son, so Oliver. Yeah.
Okay, and you have a son too.
I do, Evan.
And he's going to be...
He's going to be two in August.
Okay, so he's a little young to watch Dad in action.
He is, yeah.
But all in good time, you'll have it there forever. You film all in Vancouver in Canada.
Yeah.
So what, you're living there a lot, or is that just a 2 month period, or how do you...
No, well, it's quite a while because we shoot 22 episodes. Actually, last season we did 23, so it's quite a commitment. But we try and get over back as much okay. as we can.
And you bring Helen with you then?
Yeah, because our home is here. You know, it's in Drogheda, and so you know we need to get back.
Okay. The other big things. I mean, the series is attracting big names like Robert Carlyle, who's been there from the beginning, as Rumpelstiltskin. He's super. I prefer him as the baddie because he's just so ridiculous.
Yeah, he's fantastic. It's great. He actually came over. The FAI very kindly gave us tickets to the game against Scotland, and so Bobby came over for the game. So we were there, and
you went together, did you?
Yeah, we went together.
Okay.
We were at the game together. So, the story behind that is that when Ireland were playing Scotland previously, they were beaten 1-0, obviously, by Scotland, and I walked into my trailer, and there must have been maybe 300 tiny little 1-0 stickers everywhere in my room.
By him.
They were in my car. They were in the cistern of the toilet. So when you flush the toilet, little 1-0 come out. They were everywhere, yeah.
That's quite an extravagant joke to crack on somebody.
Yeah. I mean, it must have taken him probably an hour to do it.
Have you been able to get him back for that? Or
I was hoping that we were going to win the game.
I was
hoping that that would be the thing. But
1-0 back.
Yeah, unfortunately, it didn't work out. So,
is it crack on the set? Is it fun to film Once Upon a Time? Or is it, you know, is it very much a working project for you?
No, it's absolutely brilliant. At this stage now, we're all like a family. So, you know, we kind of all hang out and people will come because we've had a baby. We can't really get out that often. So we've got a lot of friends from the show and stuff. We'll call around and we'll have pizza and a beer on Saturday night and all that kind of stuff.
Slightly more sober reality with the child, isn't it? Yeah, different story.
But it's just great, like, you know, because now coming into the fifth season, everybody knows what they're doing. Everybody, it's like a well-oiled machine.
Okay.
Really, you know.
What about you now with all of this success? I mean, you're looking at millions of people looking at you. Are you becoming a public figure in the States now? Are you a kind of well-known figure about the place? Are you being stopped? Are you being harassed? Are you getting selfied to death, or what's happening?
I get stopped and asked for pictures and stuff like that. But I mean, to be honest with you, when we're shooting in Vancouver, so we're there for maybe 9 months of the year or whatever. We're just, you know, you're going to work for 14 hours a day, and so you don't really think about stuff like that, and you don't really have a chance to go out and see it anyway, and then as soon as we're done, we come back home to Ireland, and it's fine. But people stop. I mean, the show is a popular show, so it's probably going to happen. But
all in good time. What about the fact that your character was came on for really an incidental moment or two, but they just liked you so much they said, no, I got to keep this going.
Yeah. Well, what happened was that I was supposed to be a guest star for a few episodes, and then. They sort of, before my first episode aired, they took up the option to keep me on as a series regular, so which is great. I was delighted, and you know, the response to the character has been pretty good, so.
To say the least. You're very humble, but the success speaks for itself. So what next, Colin? Are you thinking about next, or are you thinking about...
Well, what happens next is in 2 weeks we start shooting the fifth season, so that's next, and then...
Broadly speaking,
I'm due to do a movie as well in between, which I can't really talk about at the minute, but I'm very excited.
It's a big movie, obviously.
It's got a big cast.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
and how are you feeling about that?
Well, if we can make it work, then it'll be fantastic. Yeah.
Okay.
But it, you know, I'm contracted to the show, and I'm having a blast on Once Upon a Time. So, you know, whatever happens next, I take everything as it comes.
Well, it's so good to see you, and congratulations on the success of it all.
Thank you very much.
I'm delighted for you, and I think that we're going to be seeing a lot more of you. I suspect we'll be seeing you on the Late Late Show in due course as well.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that too. We'll keep you posted about that. But in the meantime, let's take some text to say, Sharon says, I'm delighted to hear Colin on the radio. I've been patiently waiting for this since I was chatting to Ryan about this a few weeks ago on the subject of Once Upon a Time. Big fan. No. I was talking about the show, and Sharon rang him to say, you know, it's not just for you. She has three sons, and she says actually she watches it on her own because she loves it so much, because the boys think it's a bit girly, which it's not at all.
But thanks for watching.
Thank you for watching. Yes, indeed. I love Once Upon a Time. So happy to hear about the fifth season, as I'm up to date. Love Hook, especially. So happy with the ending last season, which I don't know about, so don't tell me. I think great writing, unbelievable how it all comes together, which is clever. There's so many strands. It's great fun. Anne says, I love the show. Love Hook. Never knew he was from Drogheda, and I'm so happy he's on it, and it's been put out for, and there's another series to come. So lots of love here in Ireland, which is all good news. Colin O'Donoghue, thanks for joining us. We'll do a picture for our Facebook page. I think everyone would want to have a look at you. I wish you and Helen and the Evan, is that what you said?
Evan,
and Evan the best, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks very much.